Welcome to the Vending Technology Watch podcast. We're here again today speaking with Paul Schlossberg, an industry consultant, a frequent Vending Expo speaker, and a contributor to Automatic Merchandiser magazine. And we're continuing with our conversation about what Paul found at the recent Consumer Engagement Technology Expo in New York City. Last time we met, we talked about the presentation by Coca-Cola. And today I want to talk about another presentation. Paul, I understand that there were some people from Aramark at this show.
Yeah, there were two Aramark executives who were presenting, and both were terrific, both in their presentation style and content. One was Dana Vetter, Vice President of Consumer Strategies at Aramark, and the other, George Yunus, who is Senior Director, Creative Services there.
Okay. And what was the topic of their presentation?
The first session was choreographing consumer touch points, mapping the path to purchase, and that involved other presenters as well. But Aramark is looking to transform their service business to being a digitally connected company, connected to the individuals they serve at those locations. And they see it as an entirely new way of thinking about who they are, what they do, and how they, in fact, do that. So their thought, and a key sentence, one I've really heard articulated better. They're now viewing their business from a consumer-facing perspective. How does the shopper see our business and what we offer?
And are they actually using any new tools in their food service presentations?
Yeah, one of the things they're doing is deploying a tool called Wayfera. Wayfera is a system which allows a location to track individuals and using their cell phones, and you're tracked anonymously. It's not going to know this is Paul's phone or Elliot's phone, but it tracks people anonymously by their signal to see that, think about a food service location with a scatter system to see that you've walked from the sandwich counter to the beverage counter over to the dessert counter. So they can actually watch that traffic flow. To do that with human observation is an almost overwhelming task because there are many different people coming at many different times, following many different paths. To do that electronically gives you a controllable process where you can actually see individuals moving in different patterns.
Now, what would the food service operator actually glean from that kind of information that would change their presentation?
Well, the sum of it is hard data. You're going to know that people who tend to – there's probably some consistency to patterns. So you can know that people who walk certain paths probably buy three items or two items or, you know, certain products, or people who hit the sandwich counter probably buy chips and a beverage. So you'll be able to see some of those things in there. But it will also start to tell the operator – and again, this is part of what both Dana and George were talking about. It influences the way you communicate, what you're going to offer, how do you maximize the selling environment, because it may lead the operator to say, you know, I need to rearrange this to be able to put the path most people follow potentially on a straighter line.
Can you give an example?
More personal than even from this, because they didn't really give hard examples of how they rearranged the sites. But I can tell you, going back to my own experience selling salty snacks, I mean, we learned that there were multiple places to put salty snacks in a food service cafeteria setting. The same thing to me, by the way, works in vending, and they did not talk about vending-specific deployments, but the same thing would work in vending. Which machine should be closest or at the beginning of the traffic process, which machine should be at the end of the traffic process. So given that every location is always a little different by the physical walls that you're up against, It requires a lot of smarts to interpret the data. So you've got, and that's one of the things that Aramark recognized they're getting better at and have to continue to get better and better at. But if you can see that in a specific set, people never walk over here, whatever it might be, the snacks or desserts or whatever, then you know you have to rearrange the process, rearrange the flow to develop more traffic, develop more sales. And the other piece may be that you can actually interact with promotion, conceivably text or phone messages, to folks saying, hey, by the way, as you come in here, you can get a special deal if you buy a three-part meal.
Now, did they indicate to what extent they're already doing this sort of thing?
They didn't get into extent, but they did get into the fact that this is going to be an important piece of what they're doing forward. To understand how they're going to better serve consumers at venues, they need to understand how people literally move in those venues. And I just see that as one of the best pieces of news we could ever have in our industry.
Okay. Now, did anybody from Wayfair actually speak?
No, they did not. In fact, George Yunus actually connected me to the folks with Wayfair, and I was quite impressed with the people I spoke with. And I see their logic, what they're thinking about is the venues they've been in. I mean, Wayfair is at the Opryland. So the Wayfair can literally be a roaming process facilitator. They're at Logan Airport, and if you're in the airport, you can actually use that to find food servers or to find shops, depending upon what you might need. They're in the shops at Prudential Center in Boston.
I mean, the consumer can have a tool to find things they need. It's like a location service.
Yeah, it's a location source of information. Your smartphone becomes your map.
Okay.
So much as you could use it to, as a traffic device to get you from point A to point B in your car, you can use it the same way in an airport. If you're sitting at a gate and say, "Gee, I want to get a sandwich and a beverage before I get on my flight," you'll see your options in front of you.
It sounds like both Aramark and Wayfair are assuming that at some point everybody's going to be carrying a smartphone.
Well, that Dana and George in their presentations, one of them said that in December of 2011, the data suggests that 51% of Americans have smartphones.
And they, obviously,
so
that's going to increase.
It's only moving forward, exactly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now, I understand there was also some discussion in one of the presentations of something called return on engagement.
Yeah, one of the sessions was titled "Return on Investment," describing return on investment and return on equity, engagement. Excuse me, ROE. Return on investment is essentially financial. You make investments, you have cost, and you track that to the returns, and you get a return on investment calculation. Return on engagement is ethereal is not exactly the right word, but it's harder to grasp, because it essentially describes the continuing or ongoing process that you're going to have to keep customers in. I'll go back to something that Jeff Bush at Coca-Cola said, which is they're looking for brand love. And brand love is not a concept you can directly measure, other than the fact that you're winning literally the hearts and ultimately the minds of the people you serve. And I think that's the same challenge we have. For any vending, OCS, or food service operator, the question comes down to, have I built up a sustained and continuing loyalty among the people I serve, or is all that I am doing is being a food pantry or beverage pantry? We've got to get past just being a pantry point where people get stuff. They buy it from us in most cases. But being a pantry point to being a provider that we say, boy, I love what they provide and I want to go buy more from them. And it's a huge challenge in our industry. What's great to see is that Aramark is taking a role here to move forward in that direction.
Mm-hmm. And clearly the smartphone and social media will be a big part of that engagement in the future.
Yeah, it is the future. And again, younger people are going to teach everybody else the dimension of how important that will be. And even myself, as certainly not a kid, have gotten better and better with my phone, and I'm nowhere near as good what my adult children are.
Okay. All right. I think that pretty much wraps up what we want to discuss with regards to this Aramark presentation. I just want to mention that Vending Market Watch will be running a more detailed report from you of this presentation on Vending Market Watch. So with that, I think we'll conclude. Paul, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Elliot.